Okay, guys, let's begin. All right, we have to do Blinetta over the weekend. I have to try to look at that slack. We had a third answer, but I didn't look at it well enough this morning.
Recording so, in progress.
We want to begin with three different horrors from the previous sugya, and then we'll continue. Okay? Let's begin. The Gemara makes a comment on Daf Nun, Omer Aleph. In Brachas, in our Masechta, as we always want to say, we should get all the Daf that we mentioned in Shas, but certainly the ones that are found in our Masechta. And the Meiri points out this Gemara, and that is on Daf Nun, right? The Gemara by us, on Lamed Chesem and Beis, with the story, you know, that the Adam Gadol, they said they brought to Reb Zeira, when you bring him to me, he said, "I'm got all bucket brachos." He said, "When you come to your hand, bring him to me." Okay. So if you take a look at Daf Nun, Amud Aleph, the Meiri points this Gemara out, and I wanted to begin with that. The Meiri claims that if you look Lamaisa, there's another reason why it's better to say Hamotzi than Motzi. Okay, one reason we gave yesterday was Eruv Osios. The other reason we gave was what? Right, that we paskin like the Chachamim, right? We paskin like the Chachamim, we say Hamotzi. And it demonstrates that Pashup Shad and Gemara is that it's Mashmal Shavar, like Nate said. And then there's a third reason the Meiri says. If you look on Daf Nun, if you look at the way a person says his brachos, you could determine whether he's a Talmud Chacham or not. So when Reb Zeira said, that fellow who you're saying is an Aram Gadol, Baki Bebrachos, you know, bring him to me. If he says Hamotzi, that shows he's an Aram Gadol, because that shows he's saying a bigger Chiddush. Even though there's a Machlaikis, but Hamotzi is a Chiddush. That Hamotzi is like Nate said, it's Gam Loshon Avar, and the Halacha, and the Halacha is not like someone holds, you can't say Hamotzi. I mean, we don't hold like Reb Nechemya. So that's what I wanted to add on, that there's another reason. The other reason to say Hamotzi is to show that what? That we paskin like the Chachamim against Rav Nechemya, and that we do say Hamotzi. And there is a notion to try to demonstrate that through watching someone the way he says his brachas, he's a Talmud Chacham. Where does that appear? If you see it's on Nun Amud Aleph. You see on Nun Amud Aleph, the Gemara has it. You see the phrase there? It's not. What'd you say? Where are you? Where are you? A Nun Amud Aleph? I thought I saw it. Yeah. Misha, where's the Lashon? Yeah, there it is. Yeah. It says, Mirkosov Shal Adam Nikrim Tamachachim Hu. It's about the eighth line from the top. Please get that, underline that. That's the reason why, Lamaisa, that it's important to say, everyone wants to be Nikra, that it's a Talmud Chacham. So from the brachas of the way he says it, that's why we say Amotzi, because from Nikra, he's a Talmud Chacham. So that's what he was expecting, Reb Zeira, when he said, bring him to me. And he was so surprised when he said Motzi instead of Hamotzi. Okay? Gavriel, you got that? First Chiddush is Daf Nun. Nunam and Aleph. That's number one. Number two. Second Chiddush I want to point out is from the Magen Avraham. It's Machloik is between here, the Chachmas Manoach and the Magen Avraham. We said that the Lashon of Hotzi was a Lashon of Avar, Motzi was a Lashon Hove, and Yotzi was a Lashon Asid. Okay, you got that? Let's say it again. Chachmas Manoach says, you with me, Asher? Hotzi is Lashon Avar, Hotzi. Motzi is Lashon Hove, and Yotzi is Lashon Asid. So what is Hamotzi? When you add the hey, right, you're just adding a hey ayid yal the tevis Hamotzi. And also, Lamaisa, why weren't they misakein? So the bottom line is that, you know, when you say Hamotzi and you add the hey ayid yal, I thought we're supposed to fulfill a mandate according to Rashi, it's Lashon Avar. Isn't the notion of Motzi more Lashon Hove? At the end of the day, didn't Rashi Mimaz with the whole Gemara we had yesterday? Is it what is a bracha enacted on? What framework? What verb? Lashon Avar, past tense. So Hamotzi doesn't fit that. Again, let's get down on ruts. Hotzi is Lashon what? Gavriel, what is Hotzi? I want you to get. I'm not going to write this on the board. We're going to do it quick. Hotzi is Lashon Avar. Motzi is Lashon Hova. What's future? Yotzi. So where does Hamotzi stand in? Hamotzi should be Lashon Avar. Just has a hay on it. That shouldn't change anything. That's what the Chachos Menoch says. And he says, number two, why can't you say add the word Ashir? Ashir Hotzi Lechem in Aretz. Ashir proves that it's Lashon what? Avar. Where do you have that? There's no problem here with Osius when he had Ashir in. Where do we say Ashir in other brachas? You guys tell me. We'll say it tonight, Katamon. Yeah, Ashir Kishan, son of Zvan Lalik Nirzach. We say Ashir. Don't we say Ashir? What do you mean? Gemara Asher Kasha. Because it's not in Tanakh. Heichan Sivanu. Gemara Asher Kasha. What? Daf Gafalach Mon Alvin Shabbos. Gives two Terutzim. Lo Tasur. Don't deviate from the words of the Chum right or left. And Shel Avicha. So the Gemara quotes Pesukim. That's how we say it. Right? She'el Avicha Zekenecha V'yom Rulach. Ask your elders the Jewish history and they'll tell you that there was an ace, the Maccabees. Gemara asks it in Shabbos, Chav Gimel and Aleph. Ask your Kasha. Heichan Sivanu. But the word Ashir is said all the time at Birkas and Mitzvahs. So why can't you just put it in Birkas Nenin? Write Ashir Hotzi Lechem Narz. Gavri, you got it? Let's get it down. Ashir Hotzi. Why don't we say that? Those are the two Kashas that he says. So the Kachmas Anoch arrives at the following principle. It's better to say Lashon Beinoni, even though the Ikar Lashon is passed. Because he says he likes to have a word chosen, the Chum like a word chosen, that the Ikar is what? Even though the Ikar Mashmos is Lashon Avar, but as long as it has a little bit of Ksas Hova, a little bit of Ksas Asin. Right? And therefore, he says that's the best. He says that's why. After it's all said and done, he says the Ikar is to say Lashon Beinoni, even though the Ikar is Mashmos Lashon Avar, but the bottom line is it has a little bit of mix of Hova and Asin, no problem. He says that's the reason why Hamotzi's really said. So the bottom line is Hamotzi is Lashon Avar as well. The Ikar is Lashon Avar. He wants a Taina. He says, Adif Lomo Lashon Beinoni, even though the Ikar Mashmos is a Lashon Ala Avar, but it has a little bit of Hov and a little bit of Asid. Okay? That's what he wants to say. Even though the premise we were going along the whole time was saying what? That Motzi is a Lashon what? Hove. He basically, his maskana is not that way. His maskana is that the Ikar Mashmos of Motzi is Lashon Avar. And even though I might have an implication of Hov and Asid, that doesn't bother him. Okay? But what I want to bring out is what bracha do you say in Shahakol Nimivaro? How do you pronounce Shahakol? How do you pronounce Shahakol Niye? Niyeh or Niyah? Niyeh. He says you say Niyeh with a segel. Yeah. Niyeh. Because you want to... What'd you say? Niyah means... We're going to see. But what Niyeh means that it's a Lashon Ksas, Lashon Hove. It's like you say a bracha Borei. Borei. Borei is Lashon Hove. So he said also the same thing, but when it comes to what? Shakol Niyeh Bivaro. Do you want to also convey a little bit of Lashon Ksas Hove? That's what he wants to tie in. So just like we say Hamotzi Lechem Arts was Ikar Lashon's Avar, but it also connotes a little bit of Hova. So too, that's when you say Shakol Niye Bidvaro, because Niye Lamaisa is you want to be able to connote a little bit of Lashon Hova as well, like Borei.
How does it connote Lashon Hova?
That's the Lashon of the Segel. You see, the Magen Avraham argues. That's the way. That's no, no. Niye Shakol Niye. Niye also means it means Hove. Yeah, but the Magen Avraham, right. Well, but the Magen Avraham says in Kuf Samach Zayin Sifkan Ches, he argues and says the brachas are l'sha'avar. Therefore, what bracha should you say when it's shakol? Shakol niyah. He says yakol niyah bidvaro. He says you say it with a kamatz under the hay. He says he wants to say brachas are only l'sha'avar. Magen Avraham says, please get it. Kuf Samach Zayin Sifkan Ches. So what I wanted to bring out from here says the Machlekes Magen Avraham Chacham Samach Magen Avraham. How do you pronounce shakol? Shakol niyah bidvaro like the Chacham Noach. That as long as it has a little bit of Ksas, Lashon Hova, that's fine. And the Magen Avraham says, I don't want anything, Lashon Hova. I only want Lashon Avar, like Rashi's Mazbil Hosugya, and the bracha should be Shakol Niyah. Niyah in grammar is what? Past. Niyah. With a kumitz under the hay. Okay, so please get that. That was the second akuda. And number three, the third akuda, and then we got to go weiter, is that I wanted to mention to you that the Rav Yoh, and in that Piskei Rid that you looked up, The Rav Yoh and Siman Kufei and the Pisgei Rid Paskin Halacha L'Maisa that the Gemara never meant to say you have to dafka say amotzi. It just meant to say it's just as good. Amazing. So I want you to get that. These are the two Rishon. Who are they? The Rav Yoh in Siman Kufei and the Pisgei Rid Chutz says that hamotzi and motzi are absolutely equal.
What do you say at the end of the Gemara with the Talmud?
It's against Rav Rishonim. Rav Rishonim say that's not true. You should always say dafka hamotzi. But that's the way they read the Gemara. They did not interpret the Gemara that it was better. It was just, all it meant to say is just as good.
How do you think the word
hilchasa? Yeah, hilchasa means it's just as good. That's what Rav Rishonim argue. But I want you to know those Rishonim. Please get it. Who's Rishonim? The Rav Yaakum and Sim Kufei, Piskarid Dir Machlechutz. Against the classic Rishonim. Against the Rosh Halach Lamais. So please get those three R's. What were the three R's? The Miriam quotes Gemara Dafnun, why Amotzi is better than Motzi. Because Nicker, you're a Tamachachim, you want to pass on the Rabbani from the Chembia. What was number two? Number two is what? Why is Hamotzi good? Because why? Has a little bit of a sprinkling of all three, the Chachas Menach. But the Iker is that it's a Lashon Avar. But he therefore says, when you say Shehakol, you should say what? You should say Shehakol Niyah, because it conveys a Lashon Hova is not a problem. And the Magen Rambam says, absolutely not. We follow Rashi, it should only mean Lashavar, and therefore when you say Shakol Niyah Bidvaro. The truth of the matter is, from the Pashas Pshat HaGemara, you think the Magen Rambam is right. No one says that. I never heard anyone. I don't know how smart to say Shakol. But Lamaisa.
How do you know the Gemara says
that? What'd you say?
No.
I know, but our Gemara, according to Rashi, insists on Lashon Avar. When you say Brachas, you should say Lashon Avar. So it would plug in that you should say what, like the Magen Rambam. But I don't think anyone says Shakol Niyah Bidvaro. I don't know. You got to ask Sfardim. I don't know where Noam is. Okay, go ahead. What do you say? Bench? Go ahead.
Why, according to the focus on Mishnah Noah?
Yes.
He seems to be saying, you know, Rashi says it has to be in Lashon Avar, so therefore he's trying to work it into the Rashi. We said the Pisgei Rid yesterday said he was president.
You mean why doesn't he just say we're not going to go with Rashi?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think because he thinks that Poshup Shad and Gemara is like Rashi. You know, Rashi is usually the head Rishon, right? So you want to always try to be consistent with that. And that's the simplest reading of the Gemara. So, I mean, he doesn't quote Rashi, but that's that's the Poshup Shad. His assumption all the time is you need to have, you know, past. That's why he says Usher would have been better. Okay?
Also, is the Kafka Menoch the same as Rabbeinu
Menoch? No. Rabbeinu Menoch is a Rishon. I wanted to show you that, guys, this morning, the Rabbeinu Menoch, count up how he had 10, 11, the Girsa. Did you find the Girsa said there on the Gemara and Mentes? Did you see any more other Girsas? Okay. Oh, we should look. Okay, let's go right to now the Gemara, okay? Usher, go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. See from the two dots. Okay? I didn't remember noticing this in the Mishnah, but I think it's very critical. Go ahead. Let's see the beginning. Five lines from the top. Go ahead. Vayirakos. Go ahead. Five lines from the top. I'm Lamed Chesed and Beis. Go ahead. Vayirakos. Did anyone get a chance to look back at the Mishnah? I was kind of embarrassed at myself. You know, in the Mishnah it says the word Peres Aretz, which is Adam, and then it says later in the Mishnah what? Yirakos. I don't think we mentioned that at all when we read the Mishnah.
We did?
We
talked about Peres Kilon versus Peres Adama, and we said Yirakos are different, and we're going to see what Yirakos mean.
Well, do you say Yirakos, what? Yirakos are going to be translated as greenery?
We spoke about this.
Greens? We did mention it?
We spoke about the shine.
Well, we're going to see in the Gemara, the reason why it says Yirakos, because Yirakos is what? Is to convey that it was cooked.
Right.
Whereas Pre-Adama is more raw. But I was just noticing the mice on that Kiddush. But let's see the Gemara based on this. Go ahead, Asher. Let's see. Yeah?
Just like bread is changed when it's put on
the
fire.
Yeah, read again from there the two dots. Al Yirakos Omer, go ahead. Go ahead. So the Gemara picks up right on that. The Gemara says after the word chutz, it said chutz mi pas, and chutz mi, and then it says Al Yirakos. So the Gemara Mishnah just juxtaposes the two together. Why? Go ahead. Remember we said or, not or, fire. So just like bread is changed by fire, so the Yirakos is changed by fire. This Yirakos is referring to what? Is referring to shlakas, cooking it. Go ahead, Rashi. Afirakos. Yeah, chule, chule. You should read chule. Right, you know what chule stands for. Right, it means etc. Go ahead. Vafilu. There's that phrase. Where do we see it in the Gemara?
We saw that regarding...
By what? Trima, right? Trima, and then we had Rashi said it by what? Remember Rashi put it in by Shtita? Didn't Rashi put it in by Shtita? Yeah, he did. Aval achilavu, milsa kaima, right? That phrase comes up a lot. Okay, go ahead. Excellent. So he says, you say a brepri, go ahead. Milsa kaima, varchala, brepri adama. Excellent. You say brepri nazak taisis, go ahead. Yeah, what's going on? Taisa says they're not doing the pas. Yerakos are not similar to pas. Pas is shtuni aluya. Yerakos lamais are not considered to be like that. Go ahead. Right, that aren't changed for the better. So how do you say they're comparable? Ella. Excellent, Avamotzi. Go ahead. Right, so Yerakos also stay in the status of Lomagara Bishul. Excellent. So Bishul doesn't hurt it at all. Well said. Excellent. So it comes out in this Chiddush, and let's get it. Comes out that this din of Bishul, and that's what the Gemara had in mind by making what? Making the comparison. That's what they had in mind to make the comparison. Now, Tosis is going to say, based on this, oh, we always say this, plug in what Rashi says, plug in what Tosis says in the Gemara. So if I ask you to plug in what Tosis says in the Gemara, this is not a complete comparison. This is not a Dimyon Gomor. Right? It is simply not a Dimyon Gomor. It is not considered to be a complete comparison because we know there are vegetables that get better with ore and vegetables that don't. Pas always gets what? Pas is nishtan elamaisa. Sorry, pas ishtan eluya. What does he mean when he said pas is ishtan eluya? Pas was what? What'd you say? You made it into bread. So from where you started from, it was a what? It was an eluy. You know, someone asked me, pas ishtan eluya, after you take the bread, and then you're changing. No, it doesn't mean that. It means pas was changed into a better state. And we know vegetables, some are, some not. So what's going on in the Gemara? It's not talking about that. It's just talking about a side point, side nekuda, that fire is not megareh the bracha, so too by vegetables. It's not megareh the bracha. Everyone got that? Please get it. He's teaching you how to read the Gemara. Dumediktani. Right? When I asked you to see this Gemara, where do you see in the Gemara that it's compared to? Because it's after the chutz in the Mishnah. Correct, Sam? What does it say, chutz? Chutzmin apasi semotzi and also ayirakos. So you see they're juxtaposed together. Comes along the Rashbal. Please get it. Dirmasko Ktani, and he says, I want you to know something. There's a big difference between bread and ayirakos, even in their din. Pas, you only say amotzi after what? After you bake it in fire. Vegetables, what's the din? Even before you cook them, you say what? Brei pri adamo. Yes? So it's clear from the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Yerakos do me the pas, it's lav dafka. This is not 100% comparison. This is a very weak comparison, I would say. Nate, you got that down? So Tosa says, why is it weak? Tosa says, why is it weak? Because the bottom line is that what? Pas ishtan eluya, Yerakos, not all Yerakos are. Yes? So the commonality, according to Tosa, is that Bishul doesn't mess it up. Yes? According to the Rashba elaborates a little bit further. This is the Rashba I wanted you to see. And what did the Rashba say? Who asked me that in Seder? Sam. I think he didn't know. The Rashba. It was Benj. Benj was asking the Rashba. And Ketani adds on and says, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you the brachas are different. Because bread before what? Before you make bread, it's not the bracha of amotzi. Only have to make the bread as amotzi. By vegetables, even before you change it and cook it, it's still what? Still a brei pri adama. So they're very, very what, far from being what? A very tight comparison. This Gemara that Yerakos is doing the pas is very flimsy. Okay? Very flexible, this equation. Yes, go ahead.
Tosafot says we could not hold vegetables that are
Yes, not all vegetables are shtoni lulav like pasas. Correct. Excellent, Kiva. And therefore, what is Gemara's comparison? That burning it, cooking it, does not take away from the bracha. So just like cooking the bread did not take away from the bracha, so too, Yerakos also does not megareya from the bracha. Halacha lemaisa. It's a little strange that place. What's strange to you about it? As opposed to just running through it, lemaisa. What does it mean when we say Bishul doesn't change something? You never had a motzi. See, it's not like vegetables. You start off with Adama, and then when you cook it, you say the cooking process doesn't change the bracha. You're right, it doesn't change the bracha. Because what bracha were you saying when he's on vegetables? Adama. So it doesn't change it. What bracha were you saying on wheat? Hakos Zachita. What do we say? Adama. Excellent. It's not like you were saying Amotzi ever. You know what I mean? So it's not like Bishul what? It's not like Bishul was what? Was Megareah from the bracha. But, so what? So answer my question. So what does Taisus mean? Go ahead, Sam. Now what? Well, okay, it's kind of like what I was looking for, but in other words, it doesn't stop you. The Bishul hasn't stunted the process from saying a what? From saying a better bracha. It hasn't stopped you from saying a bracha, which Jacob's saying is a motzi. That's what it means. I just want you to think when you think about it. Because the bottom line is they're not exactly the same. They're not exactly the same. The Bishul by the vegetables, usher, does not take away the bracha. You were saying an Adam on the vegetables. And then when you cook them, it remains an Adam. When it comes to a motzi, the cooking process of the bread or the baking process of the bread does not take away from its growth, I'm saying in halachic growth, to get to a better bracha. You follow? It's not exactly the same. It's not a great comparison. So that, and in a chanami, that's what I'm trying to bring out. Beilefi Taisus, Beilefi the Rashba, it's not a glot in Yiddish. You know, it's not a glot comparison. You follow what I'm saying? And Rashba adds out from a bracha perspective. It's not the same. The bracha on the vegetables was beforehand what? Was before Adam, and afterwards it's considered to be Adam. By the bracha, Hamotzi changes. So it's not exactly Dumi the Pots. Yes, Nate?
Why is that the case? Why don't we say that, like, Iraqi should get a new bracha, right? The same way that Pots should get a new bracha?
Because we don't consider it's underwent a tremendous change at the end of the day. It has not gone through an under
only a tremendous change.
Yes. Pass is a whole new article, it's a whole new form, it's a whole new structure. That's correct. Okay. Excellent. We got this? That's how I want you to, you know, to see it inside when I said come up with this din. Okay. Now before we go weiter, are you with me, Gabriel? In the Sefer Lamaisa, Sefer Evan HaMeir, he has a very interesting kasha, and I want you to get it. Evan HaMeir. It's a Sefer on the Mishnayos. Says an amazing thing. He says, I don't understand something, he asks. He says, how do you learn from our Mishnah that the din bracha of Yerakos is similar to the din berkas of pas is yamotzi, and it's not called lechem before bread, before you bake it. Vegetables are called pri even before you cook it. So the comparison is really weird. What kind of comparison is? It's kind of like Nate hinted to. Before you bake something, it's liyesh, panim chadashos balakan. You didn't have bread beforehand. Wasn't bread. The Yerakos you always had. It's like the comparison is so bizarre. The truth of the matter is, how could you even get the comparison out of your mouth in the Mishnah? Okay? And you could ask that very strongly. The Evan HaMeir continues and he says, I want to tell you something else, he says. Sam, in the Mishnah, what's difficult about the Mishnah? Why did the Tana separate Yerakos from Paris Arts? It says, on Paris Arts, you say Adama. Then it says what? Al pas. It says chutz mi pas. And you say what? A motzi. Then it says val yirakos. Why does it have to separate Paris arts and yirakos for that matter? According to Shita Tanakama, there's no difference between them. Should have said al yirakos and Paris arts. Yirakos berpi adama. Chutz mi na pas. Reb Yudah would say al yirakos mi neg shomim.
Isn't that the reason why they separated out?
So from the fact mikach daika gemara, the fact that the gemara of Mishnah doesn't do that. The Tana says it taught Yerakos Nifrad Miperas Arts to tell me what? That there are Yerakos that are Adama Lapas. That's Kufa why it did it. The whole reason why it's separated, I hinted that like in the beginning of Shir. The reason why it separated Paris Arts and Yerakos and put Pas in the middle was to Dafka what? convey this comparison between what? Between your rakos and what? And peres aretz. I'm sorry, and pas. Just like pas is cooked or baked, so too your rakos also is cooked as well. And therefore they'll beget the that's goofy what the Tan is trying to do. I hinted at him in the shir. I was thinking that last night, Lamaisa. The whole reason why it separates is to tell me that we're dealing with something special here with your rakos, that they've been fixed with. How have they been fixed with? They've been cooked. Moreover, he says even further than that, he adds on, the chiddush of the Tan is, even things that a human being changes from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, we still are misyachis to them. You know who the boss is? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss, right? But you change something, I would think, what do we have to talk about brachos? The fact that a human being changed it. No! The chiddush is that even though the human being plays a role, and he did change from what the Kodesh Baruch Hu created, we have to say a bracha on that production, on that outcome. And just like on Pasi, even though it's been changed from the time it came out of the ground, so too, Lamaisa, Yerakos, Shinishtanim Abishal, so too, Yerakos also have been changed, even though the bracha won't change. But physically, they have been changed a little bit. There was no tomato cooked, came out of the ground. So again, let's chazer over this Evan Meir, okay? The Evan HaMeir says, Yesh Lahakshos. He says, I don't understand how the Gemara could say it's a comparison at all. How do you learn from the Mishnah that the Din Yerakos is doma to the Din of Birkas HaPas? On Pas you say Amotzi, it's not called bread at all before you bake, and Yerakos are called pre even before you cook. So there, it's like peaches and oranges. Why does the Gemara say the Mishnah says compare them together? Number two, he says that there's a break in between in the Mishnah. It says peres aretz, pas, and then yerakos. So he says this all points to the following chiddush, and that's what we want to bring out here. And the chiddush being is that when we talk about this din, we are trying to say that the Tanis Mechadesh, that even though Hashem creates certain things, species in a certain way, and we might change it, we are Mesiachis to the way we change it, and the Bracha will follow accordingly. And just like on Pas, we say something different, Motzi Lechem in Aretz, even though it's been changed, Mishiyat's Aretz, so too, Yerakos have been changed, Min Aretz, and therefore, even though they're different regarding what? That bread gets its own bracha, and Yerakos keep the same bracha, but the fact that they've underwent a change is what's considered to be the dimyon in the Gemara. So at the end of the day, you have Tosis, you have the Rashban, this Evan HaMeir, that's working on the comparison, the Gemara of Peiros, do me to what? Pas, I'm sorry, do me to Yerakos. So I want you to get that, okay? Yes, Akiva, go ahead. You got it? Okay, you got real clear? That's his din. You can skim it, Lamaik. I'm giving myself first and foremost musr about this. I can't tell you how many times I read this Gemara. Doom you. I just moved on. I didn't even think about it. It's an embarrassment, Lamaik. So you have to think about what is the dimin. Look back at the Mishnah. That's what I was doing last night. Before we had the L'chaim. I was looking at what is the dimin. You challenge yourself. You can't read. You can't just read without thinking. Yes, go ahead, Bench.
So we're translating Yerakos as cooked vegetables?
Basically, yeah. At the end of the day, I'm not saying it's an exclusive of it, but it what the Gemara is going to convey is, yes, it's talking about, at this point.
How can you talk about Yerakos being cooked, or already cooked? How can you say...
What do you mean? The taich of Yerakos is peres aretz were raw vegetables. Yeah. Yerakos can be taich as being what? Cooked.
But you're saying...
In the Mishnah, that's what it's saying.
You're turning Yerakos into Shlakos. You're baking.
You're right. Well, what I'm saying to you is that it means what it means. It means Yerakos does mean vegetables, but there's an added layer of what it means as well. And that incorporates Shlakos, which is because it came from the comparison to Pas. That's the way you read the Mishnah. Okay? I'm not saying it's only. I'm not saying it's only Shlakos. I understand, but it's the reason why bread separates it is to say the word Yerakos to convey vegetables themselves, but also in the state where it's cooked. Whereas peres aretz is just the raw goods. Okay? That's the chiddush. Okay, vayta now in the Gemara. Okay? Go ahead, Usher. Let's go. Go ahead.
That on Shalakos you make Margaret Ma.
Rav Noy was in the name of a Mamora, and he said Zoso Meris is a very telling phrase. Shlakis Hebrei Priyadama. You know, generally we don't read the parentheses, but let's read it now. Okay, go ahead. The Riff and the Rush don't have it. Okay. The Riff and the Rush don't have it. Maybe other Rishonim had it, I'm not sure. But let's see what he says. Mimai. What is Mimai? Oh. Since it said Yerakos, it meant to convey this Dumi to Pas. Okay? It meant to convey this. As I said, it's not found in the Riff and the Rush. This Girsa, but the Gemara is asking, how do you know this? The fact that it juxtaposed Yerakos Dumi to Pas. Okay. We're going to get to it. Okay, Gabriel, let me just go to Nakuda right before that. And that is the following. Did you notice Rashi Dirmaska Aval? You have Aval? What does Rashi say Dirmaska Aval?
Rashi Dirmaska Aval.
I don't see the Rashi Dirmaska Aval. Do you?
It's later on.
It's later on in the Sugi, Lomaisa. What'd you say?
Yeah, it's later on.
Which one is it? Yeah, it's in the middle. Okay, what is Rashi? Well, you know, read that Rashi just for okay. You don't have to read it now. But what I want to bring out is the following chiddush, and that is that how much do you need to cook it to be called shlokos? Okay, how much do you need to cook? So lomaisa shlika usually means, as we're going to get up to it in the Gemara, if we get up to it, it means a big cooking. Shlika means cooking, a big cooking. What about a little cooking? So the Rokeach, one of the great Rishonim, all the Rishonim of Gedolei Achronim are great. The Rokeach in Hilchos Isser V'Hetter Siman Tuf Mem Hei says, Shlika by Yerakos is a little bit of cooking. Just a little bit. A little bit of cooking is enough. So what I want to bring out here is that no matter how much you cook the thing, it puts it in the category of what? Yerakos. Whether you cook a lot, or you cook a what? Or you cook a little. Usually the word shlika means a bishul merubah. But the bottom line is the Rokeach writes, it means... It has to be through bishul, through or. But the question is how much does it have to be cooked? So the note...
If it touches an or, it's considered top bishul?
That's a good question, but the note of Yudah says the derech of the Tana, b'chol makom yerakos, is to say shlika and not bishul, right? What does shlika usually, the word shlika usually mean? It means bishul harbe, merubah. That's what I want you to get down. If you think about it, I don't know, your mother's probably making the chicken soup, right? To get the carrots soft, you need to what? You need to cook them a long time. The celery as well, the onions as well. So the word shlika, I want you to get it down, usually means bishul harbe. Usually means bishul harbe. That's why it doesn't use a lashon bishul. But the bottom line is that you don't necessarily need bishul harbe. The Rokeach says that even a bishul ma'at will be good halacha l'maisa. Okay?
Okay. But bishul halachically is with water.
What'd you say?
Isn't bishul halachically with water?
Yes, that's how you're cooking the vegetables.
I thought it was with or. Is it?
No, ayyadei or is the fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you have it's water on fire.
But didn't we say
water?
Didn't we say with the salting the olive?
That's later salting on its own. But this ayyadei or means it's a good question. No, Ben, it's a good question. Could you theoretically could bake the vegetables, right? You could put it in. But when you say ayyadei or, it means with water. Later on, we probably won't get to it, but you're at salting on its own is cooking. Malich is karotach. That's correct. Yeah, something without liquid. You put it right into an oven. Salting, the Gemara says, is like rotach, like broiling.
Right, they do it all the time, actually. Vegetables are baked all the time.
Yeah, you pickle it, things like that. Correct. Okay, so we got this machlaikis. That's what it means, this machlekes, whether it's bittel, whether it's bishul harbe, or bishul a little bit. Okay, that's the first nakuda. Now, let's get to what Gavriel brought up. And Gavriel brought up, Lomaisa, what does this parenthesis all about? So, in order to understand that, there are certain phrases, even in English, that are very telling and very significant, right? Like, therefore, like in Hebrew, fikach, it's a punchline, you're about to give a reason, right? Zosomeris is very select. Zosomeris, this month, is coming to say, Zosomeris, what did Abai mean when he said Zosomeris? When you guys read this Gemara, it's another example that you know, you can't just skim. We learn, Usher, that Pas is due to Yerakos, yes? And then you have Rav Noy Mishmin Abai, he says, oh, Zosomeris, Shlakos, you say, Bre Priyadama. Didn't we just learn that? Like Zosim Miris means it comes to say that you see from here, Alma's like, see, there's a cloud. I mean, you're just repeating the same thing. I didn't need Rav Onoi Mishmina Abai to tell me this, did I? If it says, Ma Pasha Ashtani Adi Or, Yerok was Ashtani Adi Or, done. I know there's a concept of what of Shlokas.
Would you think that you would have to say Amozi on Yerokos also?
What'd you say?
Would you think you'd have to say Amozi on Yerokos also?
It's saying that Pas has its own bracha, not Amozi, but Pas has its own bracha. So Yerokos also is changed, right? And the Mishnah should say what? What should the Mishnah say? Brepri Adami, because it doesn't lose its shame what? Doesn't lose its shame pre. Just like Ma Pash, Nishtana Yede Or, the Isu was baked by Tanur and became Pas, Yerokos also is Nishtana Yede Or through Bishul. And the Mishnah is saying you say Brepri Adami, right? Because it has the pre, otherwise the pre like it what? Like it was Mishchilu, right? That's what we work so hard on. It's not a complete equation. But the bottom line is that what? Is that we're learning this concept of what? If you juxtapose Yerokos with Pas, you're going to say that what? That the Bishul is, brings what to the table? It says all the shlokas that are cooked, you say Brei Pri Adama. And we don't say since they're changed, the broth has changed. We don't say that. Right? We don't say that. Pas, even though Pas got its own bracha, but Lamaisa, we view that as Iluya. It was considered to be Iluya. So just like Pas, Lamaisa, is considered to be what? Is considered to be a Darvish Nishtana Yede Or. It was baked in the oven and became Pas. So too, the vegetables that are cooked on the fire, Lamaisa, they'll retain the Shem Pri Kibbeschivu. Okay? So what is he adding when he says Zosomiris? Isn't that exactly what the Gemara says? So I'll tell you what he's adding. And I want you to get this. I'll tell you what he means. The Gemara when he said Yerokos Dumi to Pas, Nishtana Yede Or, you could have said that only meant with a little bit of Bishul. A little bit of Bishul doesn't change the vegetable. Right? But Shlika, what would I have said? Shlika is a Bishul Harbe. So Abaye comes and says, I want you to know something. We compare Yerokos to Shinui of Pas. When it comes to Pas, that's a big square type of cube Shinui. It's a Bishul Harbe. It's baking. So just like Pas is Nishtana Harbe Ayedor, also Shlokas, you say Abracha Breit Pri Adama. Meaning to say, I don't care how much you change it. I don't care how much you cook it. It still remains a shame vegetable. And you say, Brei Pri Adama. This is the many Gedol Achronim say this pshat.
The only shlokos,
see?
But only if you bake it a lot that it retains its shame bracha now.
No, that's the chiddush we're bringing out. Remember we said the Rokeach said it didn't make a difference, whether it was a lot or a little bit. And that's what we're answering. We're answering Lamaisa. That's exactly what the Zosomiris is. Zosomiris, I would have thought, what? That only Bishul Harbe keeps shlokas like a what vegetable? Okay? I would have thought that shlokas keeps it as a vegetable only what Bishul Harbe. Bishul Mat, I would think, doesn't. Kamashwan, Bishul Mat does. That's the Chiddush of the Zosomiris. You follow me? That's the Chiddush of the Zosomiris. I would have thought a Yerik has not changed Lamaisa. By Bishul Muat. But by Bishul Harbe, I would have thought, Kamashman, even with the Bishul Harbe, it doesn't change. And that's why I say it's so bizarre, because Pas gets a new bracha. Yerokos don't. Yerokos just keep the same. You follow me? That's why it's such a watered-down, weak type of equation. Yes, go ahead, Jake.
I don't understand which way. It's saying that you would have only thought Bishul Muat, it would retain
the bracha of Adama. But I thought if you cooked it Harbe, it would be smashed, and maybe you'd say a Shahakol. Kamash Malan, that even Bishul Harbe is good. So, that was the Zosomiris that Rav Onoi comes to Siv Hashem Mishmeda Abaye.
So before that, when
it says
Shinishtana Yedei Or, I thought that was just only a little bit?
Yes, that's what I would think. And that's what he's come to say, Zosomiris says, I don't care how much it was cooked. But what I'm trying to stress is that at the end of the day, it's not a clock comparison. Because I'm ready to say, oh, just like bread got a new bracha Mamotzi, then maybe you should have said a new bracha with what? With Adama, I don't know what bracha would be, but you know. Come up with a new type of bracha. It's maybe it's tastier or something. But the bottom line is it keeps the what? It keeps the same. Keeping the same for vegetables is getting a new bracha for bread, Havamotzi. They are equivalent. Even though they're really not equivalent. That's why I said it's not a dimyun gomer. Did anyone think about this when we were doing this? This dimyun gomer, people just skim over, you know? At the end of the day, it's not a dimyun gomer. Yeah, go ahead.
So the lashon of nishtanu, I feel
yes.
like that doesn't really imply like a bishul ma'at. That would seem to imply already that we're talking about like, changes.
I hear you. I do hear you.
I do hear you,
but I don't think it's impossible.
It's not impossible.
I think it could be nishtana. There's Jacob saying nishtana usually conveys that it was a real went through a real change.
You know what?
I'll respond to you. I think it's a great kasha. I would say if you ever have dealt with, like I said, you know, I only eat, I don't cook much, but if you ever saw how long soup needs to be condemned, you try to take a hard carrot, you know, and cook it. It takes a long time to make it soft. A long time. Take a potato. Takes a long time to make a potato soft. So the word shtane, when it comes to what? When it comes to vegetables, ayidea, or maybe since you're coming from such a hard surface, maybe innately it is a little bit of it. A little bit. Because in order to do a lot, you got to do it for hours. So by its very nature, you're starting with a bishul ma'at. You hear what I'm saying? And that by definition, when it says manishtana, meant a bishul ma'at. Then the Gemara says, oh, meris, rapanoi, I want you to know something. Zosa meris, that what, even if one is bishul harbin, it still keeps the bracha. That is the chiddush of the Zosa meris. That's what he means to say. Now, with that in mind, 1 second, Nate. So Gabriel asks, what do you mean, mimai? Why did we erase it, right? Why did we erase it? The bottom line is because Zosa meris takes care of that. You know what I mean? The Zosa meris is the fact that that you compared it to bread tells me something new is being brought to the table. And what is being brought to the table if it's cooked a lot? So you don't need to say mimai midiktani yirakus do me the pas. That's already understood. That's what we were working with that comparison. So that's why the riff and the rush take it out. Yes, Nate, go ahead.
Is bishul a requirement for shtana mimai? Is that a requirement?
Bishul or a fia, yes. For bread, yes.
For
definitely.
Bread. I'm saying in general.
What, as opposed to what? We had things where you grind up without doing it. Now, those were not nishtana liluya, remember? They were not, no. So at first glance, I think... Well, the Gemara is going to give the case that sometimes cooking makes it worse. Raw is better, remember, by the garlic and the...
Nishtana liluya of yayin, there's no cooking, there's no bishul there, right?
No, there is not.
So the whole bishul part shouldn't determine whether there's nishtana liluya or not.
I'm saying by most things it's considered to be Yishtana Liluya. By most things, yes.
Bishul is considered Yishtana Liluya by most things.
Most things it is, yes. That's the reality. Even though we're going to see, I don't forget to it today, but we'll see not that way. That's what we're...
Then that sugya, Chutzman Yayin, never brings up Yirakos as Yishtana Liluya. It lists all the things, right? It says Yayin, Shemen.
Right.
Pas, it doesn't say Yirakos, never said it.
In other words, you're saying it should have said? We'll see, because maybe because it wasn't a flat-out rule. Not all vegetables we're going to see do get better. So we want to list things where it's always better, you know? Maybe. I think that makes somewhat sense. Okay. All right, let's see Vaita now in the Gemara. Okay. Usher's not here. Okay. Sam, go ahead, take over. Okay. Let's go. Go ahead. Let's see. When he comes back, he'll continue. Okay. Oh, he's back. He's back. We were just about to have someone sub for you, but you came back. Okay. Okay. You got that? Okay. Let's see now. Let's see this shot. Okay. Go ahead. Darish Rav Chista. Go ahead. Let's go. Darish Rav Chista. What did Rav Chista make a drasha? Go ahead. Go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead. I don't know if you guys ever heard of the phrase of Yurida. Unfortunately, if a family made Aliyah and they have to come back, which is unfortunate, and people get upset about it, they're depressed about it, rightly so. But I don't know, maybe for mamonis or for the kids, for schooling, whatever it is. That's called Yurida. Came from the Gemara. Came from Yerida. Now, in the Tzkufa Namaroyim, many, many Chachamim used to go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Yes? And the truth is that when they go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and they would bring the halachas that they learned in yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? They used to always travel like that. Now, Eretz Yisrael is gavoh mikol haratzos. Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other lands, and Babel is lower than it. Right? The Gemara says, Rashi says in Tainis, ad yudam ad aleph. So therefore, when a family moves back to Chutzal, we call it Yiridah. And when you go to Eretz Yisrael from America, you call it, from anywhere, it's called Aliyah. That's what this means. So the Rabbi Seder, they named it made Yiridah. Manu, go ahead. Ula. What did you say? Ula did go a lot of times, yes. Ula, Ravdimi, I don't know if it was his job, but there were three Amoraim. Ula, Ravdimi, and Ravin did a lot of travel. Okay, they brought to Babel a lot of the halachas. Okay, go ahead. Oh, Umana Ula, no, Umana Ula, period. Go ahead. Mishmeder of Yochanan Amar. No, no, no. Let's get how to read it. Darsh of Chistu Mishum Rabbeinu. Manu. Rav. Period. Let's learn how to read it. Read again. Darsh of Chistu.
Darsh of Chistu
Mishum
Rabbeinu. Manu Rav.
Period. Manu Rav. Period. Rav was the Rav. Go ahead. First generation. Go ahead.
Shalapas Mavarthin on that Bar Priyadamah.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Rabbeinu of Yordan and Meretz Yisrael. Manu Ula.
Excellent. What did he say? Mishmei. Oh, so it seems the Maisa, there's a Machlis in Rav and Reb Yochanan. What bracha you say on Shlokas? Straight up, yes? That's what it seems. That's what Rav Chisda conveyed in his drasha. But then it comes the punchline. Go ahead. What does Rav Chisda add on? I say there's no Machlokas between Rav and Reb Yochanan. Two different cases. Go ahead. So anything that the beginning of it, when it's raw, is what? Bari Pri Adama, Shlaku, if you cook it, go ahead. Excellent. Because with Derech is to eat it when it's raw, and you go ahead and you cook it. Derech is not to eat it when you cook it. It drops the Shaka. Go ahead. Oh, and anything that's a Bari Pri Adama, then you cook it and it gets better. It's a Bari Pri Adama. So Rav, when he said Shlokas Bari Pri Adama, was talking about your rakos that the Derech was to eat them cooked. Rabbi Yochanan said a bracha on Shlokas Shako because the Derech was to eat them raw. They're talking about, no pun intended, peaches and oranges, and therefore there is no what? There's no machlaikas. Yeah? So it comes out very nice that he says, I don't feel there's a machlaikas here at all. Okay? I don't feel there's a machlaikas here at all, and no one should think that there is a machlaikas. That's the Chiddush that Rav Chisda wants to say. Okay? Why don't you read the Rashi? Vani Omer. Actually, Darish of Chista. Go ahead, Darish of Chista. Go ahead. Right.
Shalakas Omer Barke Ma, Rasenu Kule, Uman Minhu, Ula Omer Rabiokan Shako. Hari Adabar Rafokas. This is what they're arguing about.
Excellent.
Vani Omer. The Yashav Debrehem Shain and Hogan. To answer their words that they're not arguing, Yesh Behem Priya Adama, Yesh Behem Shahako.
Excellent. Some of them are Priya Adama, some are Shahako. Go ahead. Yesh Behem Borei Priya Adama. He changes it. Okay.
All right. Ko Yar Anechel Chai. Vegetables that are eaten raw should also work Priya Adama.
Right.
Shalaku Afike Mimil Se Ligri Yusa.
What does that mean?
It's removed from its original.
Excellent. In other words, it's been removed from its category for the worse. Ligriusu. Mevarech?
Mevarech
ala shahako. I have shahako. Mevarech shahako. Lakame muki la?
The lakame muki la tumi vikarsi.
The two examples are what? Tumi vikarsi. Tumi is garlic. Vikarsi is leeks. Go ahead. Vichol.
Vichol yarak.
No, you read it like this. Chol yerek shein darko lecho chai. Period. Any vegetables not there to eat raw. Then shemischiloso im what? If you go ahead and eat it when it's raw, then what?
Shahako.
Shahako humavarech.
Shalako.
Right. Excellent. Okay. So Rav Chisda claims that there's no machlaikas. Yes? Is that clear? Everyone got that?
Yeah.
So go ahead. Vani Omer, read again.
All right. Vani Omer, and I say, Kol Shetkulasa Bari Kriyadama, anything that at the beginning is raw, you make Bari Kriyadama. Shalaki, you cook it, Shakon Yadidbar.
Right, because the Derek was to eat it raw. Go the other way.
Kol Shetkulasa Shakon Yadidbar.
If the Derek is not to eat it raw, you say Shakon Yadidbar, Shalako.
Shalako Bari Kriyadama.
So plug it in. Rav, when he says Shalako is Bari Kriyadama, he's talking about what? Yerukas and derekas to be cooked. Rabbi Yochanan said Shakos talking about what? Yerukas and derekas eat them what raw, and you eat them what? You eat it cooked. Excellent. Good. Bishlama.
It makes sense anything that at the beginning you make shakon yevin bro, shakon barke and abah. Then you cook, you make barke and abah. Mishkachas lo yevin bracha. You find that with the bracha.
No, mishkachas lo, we find an example. Bikarva, what's karva?
Cabbage,
excellent. Salka, what's salka?
Beets,
excellent. What's craw? Gordons, right? Gourds, right? Gourds, pumpkin. Go ahead. All these things you eat when they're cooked. But when you eat them raw, it's a shahaka. Right? Ella?
Where do you find
Brei Pri Adama and you cook it shahaka? Where do you find that? Answer the Gemara, I'll tell you. Go ahead. We find it by what? Garlic and leeks. Okay? Look, just read the first few lines of Taisus, Mishkachas. Mashpichan. What's Taisus Kasha? You ever heard of the phrase? Yeah, have you ever heard of the phrase? Have you ever heard of the phrase Chush Machish? What's Chush?
Touch, feel.
Excellent. The facts deny what you're saying. Taisus, the same phrase. Chush, machish, is the same phrase as what? Nira lay nine. Nira lay nine. I mean, just look at the thing. What are you talking about? Leeks and grape and garlic, when they're cooked, they're delicious. What are you talking about, Taisus says? Look at the Taisus. A few lines of the Taisus. How do you say that as an example? Go ahead, Zuck Taisus. Go ahead, Asher. No, read the kasha. Mishkachas. Go ahead. Yeah, Bishul improves it. It's against the Gemara. So what does that mean?
Regarding the meat and the salt that's inside.
Yeah, what does that mean? What is he trying to say? He's saying that when you say that improves bibishul, it's only because it's put with meat and salt with them. But if you take them themselves, garlic, and cook them up, they don't improve bibishul. That's what Tais says. Tais says only when it's a mixture with butter and salt is it good.
Pre or post cooks?
You know, they're cooked all together, let's say. Yeah, they're cooked with it. No. It means the garlic, habasa v'amelech shebesochan. Right? It gets all absorbed in together. So it's delicious. No. It's talking about the garlic, the salt, and meat all together, and that's what really makes the garlic really good. But if you take garlic on its own, he says it's not good. Now we asked in Seder, is that really true? I've seen garlic roasted itself. It seems to be very tasty, no?
That's roasted, not cooked.
Roast is different, you mean? Roast is different, you mean you cook it? See, I don't know when Tyson says, when he says cook, does he cook it with water as opposed to what? Baking? I'm not sure. Okay. It seems like it's talking about bishul. The words are interchangeable. I don't think it means necessarily water. But that's what Tais says. Okay.
Wait, hold on, sorry. You said that the words of
Bishul
and...
No, I'm saying in this phrase, when he says that it's mevushul, when you cook, you don't put meat and salt and water. Usually you don't, no? Rarely do we put... You know, when you cook meat, you don't...
No, I've seen my mom do that. She put it in a pot, she shaved the water.
Oh. Yeah, but I'm saying that's to make the soup. When you cook a piece of meat, you put it in a pan.
Brisket's a boil.
Could be, but usually they're put right in the oven.
Well,
big pieces of meat, though?
Yeah, big.
No, they're not big pot. Big, maybe that's flanking. You're thinking about flanking. But big pieces of meat, let's say steak or stuff like that. Steak's not putting water.
Steak's a fry.
Yeah. Or cooked. Not fried. Or cooked. Okay, but I'm just saying generally meat lamaisa. Saying in this type of phrase, lamaisa, I think he's... I don't know. I'm asking. We're asking. I don't want you to get down in your notes. But that's what Tyson says. Okay? Usher, go ahead now. Let's see. Go ahead. Darsh of Nachman. Go ahead. Come on. Darsh of Nachman. No, yeah. Finish it up. Bishlama. Bishlama. Kol shetchila shakali bevaro. Shlako. Bari pri adama. You have that? A few lines before. Go ahead. Bishlama. All those things, cabbage, beets, and what, pumpkin, are all good. Gourds, I call them gourds, the same thing. Go ahead. Those are all good when they're what? They're good when they're cooked. They're bad when they're raw. They're good when they're cooked. Go ahead. Oh. Excellent. We find out by garlic and by leeks. Okay, and Tyson is challenging. And he said, well, they're better when they're mixed with other things, but on their own, they're not good. And we're asking, is that so? We thought they were good. Okay. But that's the Chiddush. Go ahead. Darsh Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Adrash and Meshim Rabbeinu. And who is Shmuel? Go ahead, Shlokas. Why does it say Chavarenu? Because Rav Nachman Rashi says it's an Adam Gadol. So to him they were colleagues. So Rav Nachman Meshum Rabbeinu, he said Manu is Shmuel, right? And Chavarenu Ayordu Lamaisa Ula to Rav Nachman, they were colleagues because he was an Adam Gadol. Rashi says, okay, Rav Nachman was Choshev, and therefore he said he called Ula Chavarenu. He didn't say Rabosenu, like he referred to what, like Rav Chista had what. If Chista referred to him as that, correct? Chista Rav like that. Go ahead. So what do they say? Exactly. I hold this a machlokes in Tanoim. I hold this as a big machlokes in Tanoim. Go ahead. On matzah and Pesach, if you soak it in water, you cook it, your yotze if you eat it for lechemoni. No problem. That's Reb Meir. Go ahead, Reb Yossi Omer. You're only yotze with what? Water that was soaked in, matzah was soaked in water. Aval. You're not yotze with cooking. Afalpi. Even though it stayed what? Stayed together. Didn't nimuach. So plug it in. What's the machlokes tanoim here? Rav Nachman says Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing with the Machlokes Tanoim. Shmuel says on Shlokas say Bri Pri Adama holds at what? Holds at what, Gavriel? Bishul doesn't take away from the Shem Pri. Who's that like? That's like Reb Meir. You following with this, Gavriel? Because Bishul doesn't take away from the Shem Lechem. Matzah Yotze. And what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Shlokas is Sheshakal. Who does he hold like? Like Rabbi Yossi. That the Bishul messes up the matzah. Okay? The Bishul messes up the matzah. You got this? That's the Chiddush. Okay, now we're Lamaisa going to get into it much more on Monday, but this is the topic of Bishul Acharafiyah. This is one of the Gemaras in Shas. I don't know if you're familiar with that. On Shabbos, if you have a baked piece of bread and you put it in the oven and cook it, are you chayav skewa? That's a big machlokes in Rishonim with the old Bishul Acharafiyah. This, well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about salads. This is very germane to that. Right. Okay, good. Well, that's usually cliche. Any cliche is not mavashal. Could be bread. It's kali abishal. That's complicated. Let's just talk about a regular case. Take a piece of bread and put it in the oven. You follow me? If I would ask you, right, we'll get into it more on Monday, but if I would ask you, what would you say from here? What would you say? Would bishul akrafiyah be chayav skil or not? What would you say? Yes, according to a mayor, what would you say? I can't hear you. What? I would say no. Because the matzah has to be baked, and the bishul is not considered to be halachically changing it. Correct, Sam? Mm-hmm. So I would say, ain bishul achli. And what would Rabbi Yossi say? I would say yes. Lamaisa. I would say yes. Yes, because why? Because the bishul messes up the afiyah. It takes away from being lachamoni. You know what I'm saying? This is a very big machlekes, which we're going to have to discuss. The machlekes Yireim and the Rav Yah. But this is the way the Gemara has told the two together. Okay? Now, the Gemara destroys the equation, which we have to build up now, and then we got to get to the following. Go ahead, Velohi. Go ahead, Asher. What's Velohi mean?
This is not so.
It's wrong. The equation's absolutely wrong. Go ahead. Everyone holds Brei Pri Adam. Everybody. Oh, yeah? What about Reb Yossi? Go ahead.
The only reason Rabbi Yossi said that is because you need the taste of
matzah. The what? And lake. You don't have it when you what? You don't have it when you what?
When you cook it.
Excellent. Ava what? But he, even here, Rabbi Yossi is going to be moted that what by brachas? What brachas should it be? Brei Pri Adama. Correct. So Gemara destroys the machlekes is the equation. Read the Rashi. Go ahead real quick. Where you left off. Yeah, where was that? I think it was V'chol, yeah? Go ahead. Darsh of Nachman. Go ahead. Right, because he was on the same level as Zulu. So it doesn't say Rabba Seinu. Go ahead. Oh, the Amoraim are arguing Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel with the Amoraim. Go ahead. All types of vegetables. No one distinguishes between shlokas and regular. Go ahead. V'chaluk and hain. Oh. To Amar. Excellent. Mavushal still stays the same, and therefore you get Adoma. Go ahead. And you're Yotze Matzah. Exactly. If Yochanan holds a Kodesh, it changes Shako, and you're not Yotze Matzah. Go ahead. Berakik. It's like a wafer, Hasharui. Right, Yotzim Rakak Besharui, B'mayim Adi Achil Matzah Shal Mitzvah. Karinim Bey? Oh, go ahead. Desu. Go ahead. Right, Afilu. Right, the Gabe Brachas will say, it remains the same, and you say, Brei Pri Adama. Okay? Now this Gemara is a Pella. I want you to get this down. Because there is a Gemara in Meseches Pesachim that states the following. Okay? The Gemara says in Meseches Pesachim like this. Let's get it down. On Kuf Ted Vavim and Beis. Kuf Ted Vavim and Beis. The Gemara says the following. It says, Bala Matzah Yatsa, Bala Maror Lo Yatsa. Why? Because when you swallow something, you don't bite it, you don't have the taste of bitterness. And when you eat Maror, you have to have the taste of bitterness. But by Matzah, Lamaisa, you don't have to taste it. You swallow it, it's just good. I don't recommend it. I can choke, God forbid. But if you do it, you're Yotsa. Kuf Ted Vavim and Beis. If that's the case, someone asked me the kasha.
And how come we're saying Rabbi Yossi only said that Mavushal kills it because he needs the tom?
Excellent, Gavriel. It says tom matzi and need, be'inin, v'leka. How's that possible? How do you put the two together? Our Gemara's need tom matzo. It's mamish against the Gemara. Great kasha. Yes, what does our Gemara say? The Rabbi Yossi says if you bake the matzah, it's good. If you cook the matzah after, it's not good. Why not, Akiva? Because you need tamatzah to peeve. If you need tamatzah to peeve, Lamaisa, how does the Gemara say in Pesachim Kutev Noz? You swallow the matzah, you're yotza. You don't have to actually taste it. If you swallow it, you're yotza. It's a great kasha. Yes? So, the Talmid Rabbein Yonah say, get it down, dear Maskel Mishum. They say, Lamaisa, we don't find anywhere that you, Lamaisa, have to taste it. We don't find anywhere you have to taste it. All you need is lechemoni. They say all you need is lechemoni. Okay? There's never anywhere that you say they have to have the taste. Oh, you need lechemoni. So just to embellish that a little bit, he says, he gives an answer, Shem, the Rabbeinu Sarfatim, that the Pshat and Gemara, tam matzah, being in tam matzah aniyah. Once you cook it, it becomes matzah ashiru. Matzah ashiru, you're not yotze matzah. That's what Rabbi Yudah Chassid says. So Rabbeinu Sarfatim and Rabbi Yudah Chassid together, please get it. They say when you cook it, when the Gemara means tam matzah b'inah, it means it's no longer what? Poor man's bread, it's what? It's rich man's bread. And therefore you're not yotze. But it doesn't mean to say that you need to taste it, Akiva. Gemara never meant to say you need to taste it. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. We don't find anywhere in Shas that you need what? That you need tam matzah. Right? Lo matzinu v'shum makom. All we find is lechemoni. So you know what the answer is? The answer is the Gemara never meant to say you need tam matzah. What it meant to say is you need tam matzah is to have a lechemoni. If you don't have tam matzah, it's no longer a what? No, lechemoni. It's called a rich man's bread. Matzah shira, which is not good. That's the first answer we want to give. Clear? Yes? Go ahead, Gavriel.
No tam is synonymous with no lechemoni, or the fact that...
You know, when the Gemara said, you need tam matzah v'leika, it didn't mean it literally. All it meant to say is, you need tam matzah for it to be called lechemoni.
I'm saying, well, are they the same thing, or it's because there's no... taste to it.
They are the same thing. They are the same thing, but you don't need to actually taste it. The Gemara never meant to say you have to taste it. All the Gemara meant to say is that it has to have the descriptions of a lechem oni. And lechem oni means the taste of matzah. Do I have to physically taste it? No. I have to construct the matzah in a way that it's called lechem oni, not matzah shiur. You got me? So he basically waters down our Gemara. Yes? And says that the Ikar of Gemara is imsachim. Yes? The Ikar Gemara is Amsachim, but our Gemara didn't mean what it meant. It doesn't mean Tam Matzah. It means Tam Matzah. You got this down? Nate, please get it. The Gemara said you need Tam Matzah. How does the Gemara say Amsachim? You swallow Matzah and Yotzah. You're not tasting it. That's the cash of all the Rishonim here. Not all, but many. Sam, clear? Second answer. Second answer is from the Yuri. Very sharp answer, which is what I thought of, is that dear Maskelinian, okay, never, it doesn't mean to say you have to physically do it. What do you need? You guys tell me. You don't have to physically taste it. You just need to have the what? Can't hear you.
Taste your mouth.
No, you don't have to physically taste it. You just need to have the what?
Potential.
Correct. It has to have the potential
to taste
as matzah. But you don't have to physically do it, Sam. Swallowing will be just as good. That's a famous principle in Shas. From who? Reb Zeru. What does Reb Zeru say? Get it down. We're right on the board. Kol aroi labila, ein bila ma'keves bo. Therefore, if you cooked it, you're not going to be yotze, tam matzah, because you can't taste the tam. I don't have to actually taste it. If I swallow it, it's good, okay. But if I wanted to, I have to have the ability to taste it. If it's not there, it's not there. Beferish l'maisa. Yes? Let's write it down. Reb Zeris says in Menachos Yud Chesem and Beis, Baba Basra Kuf Dalin and Beis, different Mekoymus and Shas. This is a very, very beautiful klal. The Gemara has this din of Kol Roy Levila Ein Bila Ma'kevispo. Can't hear you. Yes, it is in Makas. I'm Dafid Ches. No, okay. No, it's a Menachos Dafid Ches. I think it's in Makas also Dafid Ches.
Yeah.
I think so. It's both places. It's Yud Ches. Let's write the phrase down. Reb Zeru, what'd you say, Akiva? Kol Haraui. Kol Haraui Levila. Ein Bila Ma'kevizba. What is Bila?
Swallowing.
What?
Swallowing.
No, here it means mixing. Mincha Balula B'Shemin. Oh, I'm glad you guys asked. That's how you learn. Mincha b'lulu b'shemen. A korban mincha has flour mixed with what? Oil. Mincha b'lulu b'shemen. What's the ratio? 60 to 1. Between flour and oil.
What is it?
When you have a mincha, when you bring a korban mincha, the mincha has to be the ratio of 60 to 1. 60 to 1 is when it's bittul. But here's just mixing. A different din.
What's the last word?
Word bila means mixing. Kola roy labila ain bila ma'kevis bo. Meaning, if I don't mix up the oil with the flour and I offer the mincha like that, is it good? Yes. Why? Because even if I didn't mix it, I had the right what? Ratio. This is a famous klal of Reb Zeri. Yes? I'll give you an example. Rabbi Natan says, Adam can send in their testimony to Beis Din. They don't have to speak it because they have the ability to speak. They can even write it down. Not everyone agrees with that. But as long as they have the ability to speak, the Ritva says in Sukkah, I'm giving you quick examples. When you're in your own Shemot Esrei, you don't answer Kedusha because you're not Ra'ui to answer Kedusha because you're in your own Shemot Esrei. Call a Roy Labila and be like this. But if you're not Ra'ui, then you don't have to do it. This matzah has to be what? Ra'ui for it to be tasted as matzah. Do I have to physically do it? No. If I swallow it, it's just as good. Allah
Halamais. Really, you have the ability to take Kedusha, you don't take Kedusha. Does that count as saying Kedusha?
No. It's to get you out of the Torah. I'm not Mechuyiv. I don't say the Kedusha in the middle of my Shemoneh Esrei because I'm not Ra'ui to say it. This is an action has to be done and I don't have to do it. It's not Makif. So the same thing here. I don't have to actually taste the matzah. I got to eat it, but if I swallow it, it's just as good. Yes, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, do you have to pause the Shemoneh Esrei if the Kedusha comes up?
Yes. We possibly, like Machlokes in our Masechta. Rashi, the Ri and the Rabbi Natan argue on Rashi. Both the Ri and the Rabbi Natan argue on Rashi. They say if you're quiet, then it's a problem. Shomei Kohenet. Right?
We hold you should pause.
We hold like Rashi. See the Tosis here? Get it down in your notes. Here, right here. Chafal from Beis. Rabbi Natan v'ri hayom adarabah. Yishomei Kohenet. Hafsakim shosik. He says it's a problem if you're shosik. Nikomakom. He says, Nagu ha'am l'shtok v'lishmo v'gadol ha'minik. He says the minig is not like the Rira Ben Atam. The minig is to be what? The minig is to be shosek. Tosis here in Chafal from the base. Coach of Ben Atam in the reading says, Mekomakom nago am lishtok. Lishmo v'kol minig. That's what we do. Okay. Now, one more answer, and then we got to close with something from Chumash, from the Parsha. What does the Pnei Yeshua say in the name of the Rash? Pnei Yeshua says in the name of the Rash that matzah needs shame lechem. When you cook matzah, it's mafkiya shem lechem. That's why you're not yotzeh. You're not yotzeh, and that's what Rashi seems to say in Psochem. The Gemara says, we have to see those Gemaras, but it says, lav lechem karinim bay. It's not called lechem. Vavakav shekfar nefa betanur. It was baked already. Ho v'chazar obishlo bitlu mitoras lechem. Bless you. Rashi says the cooking process is mafkiya from shem lechem. Listen, there are two parts of that phrase we always say. There's lechem and there's oni. The first pshat we said took away from the word what? Oni. The third pshat we're saying takes away from the word what?
Lechem.
So when the Gemara says, oh, you know what? You need tam. The reason of Rabbi Yossi is tam matzah being in Veleka. What is tam matzah being in Veleka, in other words, saying? It's also lav dafka. It just means it's not a shame what? It's not a shame lechem anymore. Of the three pshat, which one do you think fits the best? I thought the second pshat, the miri with the kolaroi labila. Because you're taking Gemara literally, Tam Matzah, but why you go to the ball? Because it doesn't mean I have to actually physically do it, it tastes. The first one says, all I meant to say is not a lechem anymore, it's usher. And the third one said, it's not really what? Lechem anymore. You have to read that into the Gemara. That third one that we have to read, when it says, being a Tam Matzah Valeka, it's not Tam Matzah anymore. It's because why? It's not a lechem anymore. Okay? You got to read into it. Okay. The last shot is the Pnei Yeshua B'Shem, the Rash. Okay, let's close with something in the Chumash. Very important message we have to bring out. Please, Chazir, you guys got 3 days.